Once again, the Marquette University Law School poll proves to be uncannily accurate. The poll had Thompson with 35%. I think he actually finished with 34%.
That's right. Yeah, thus far the Marquette poll has done well.
Who turned out to vote for Thompson?
Well, I mean, I think that we see in any primary turnouts a little bit lower. You get the party enthusiasts are more likely to vote in a primary election than a general election. And we do see a little bit of that reflected perhaps in the numbers, that the margin that Thompson won by yesterday was maybe a little bit smaller than what we had seen in the polls leading up to the election. But thus far, it seems to be that this idea that Thompson somehow wouldn't be winning over the Republican base, obviously that's not true. He did well yesterday.
So he did well with the base. This was supposed to be the year for conservatives. How did Thompson manage to win the primary despite suspicion about his conservative credentials?
Well, if you look across the state, county by county, in the counties where Hovde won, Thompson actually came in most of those counties in second place to Newman, coming in third. Likewise, in the counties in the center north part of the state where Newman won, Thompson was coming in second. So this question about whether or not the very conservative or Tea Party vote in the state, the fact that it was somewhat split, perhaps that helped Thompson win statewide. But it also suggests that Thompson was not necessarily the least liked candidate, that many Republicans remain, and he remains very popular in the state.
Do yesterday's results give us any idea what might happen against Tammy Baldwin in November?
Sure. I'm anticipating a really close race. We've seen this throughout the polling, that the state is pretty set in its opinions. We don't see approval of the governor moving much over time. And there's a very small undecided or independent or moderate voter in the middle that both candidates will need to reach out to. Now, Thompson, of the four Republican candidates, seems to be the best position to be able to do that. He can point to some moderate positions. He was a popular long-serving governor in the state. Both candidates, both Baldwin and Thompson, are going to try to paint the other one as more extreme than Wisconsinites. We're going to see lots of discussion about health care. Both candidates stake out very different positions on that issue. Thompson wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Baldwin enthusiastically supports it. And we'll also see lots of talk about what to do with budget deficits and taxes.
Amber Wichowski, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much.